show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I'm going to go to that clip now of Matt Gaetz talking about somebody warning him from DHS that there are multiple assassin teams in the country trying to kill Donald Trump right now. Clip 15.
I'll break a little news for you. I had a senior official from the Department of Homeland Security in my office before the second assassination attempt saying that what he has assessed is that there are five known assassination teams in the United States, three inspired by other governments, two that are here that are known domestic assassination teams. And with that, this individual was coming to me concerned that the force protection around President Trump, even prior to that second assassination attempt, was not sufficient for what it needed to be. And the coordination at that level, at the dignitary protection level, is like the bare minimum that we have to do to keep our presidents, our presidential candidates safe while they're on the trail.
So there are five, I just want to follow up, five assassination teams. Are they all targeting Trump? Is it other officials?
Yes. No, wow. I should have been clear about that. Five teams that we know are targeting Trump. And so that raises real questions about why certain teams were being pulled off of the Trump deal detail and put on, for example, the Jill Biden detail. Now, we don't want anything bad to happen to Jill Biden, but at the same time, the threat envelope for her was substantially different than the threat envelope around President Trump, and it would not have necessitated pulling assets away from the Trump detail for the Jill Biden detail or the John Bolton detail or any other details that were beefed up. At the same time, the requests from the Trump detail and from the Trump campaign for more security were going unanswered.
Wow. Holy mackerel.
Congressman, I know that you and a number of other problem-solving type members of Congress have probably thought and had conversations about what could be done to at least supplement Secret Service to protect President Trump. What would be your recommendation to the Trump campaign?
President Trump is the last person worried about this, to be honest. I mean, he's worried about his message. He's worried about the safety of the people there. And I think he himself does not reflect on his personal security.
All right, we've got the meat of it. You know, I'm listening to this and I'm just thinking, because I don't have the answer. What do you do if they assassinate Trump? I don't even know what the answer is. I mean, that's I don't think there is an answer. There's a political response, but I don't think there's really an answer to that question. And I've been saying that Trump shouldn't stop campaigning or golfing, but you know, I'm kind of second guessing it now. And I think really the strategic move for Trump at this point, it's not going to happen. I know he's going back to Butler at some point. I actually think the strategic move for Trump at this point would be to hunker down at Mar-a-Lago, hire private security, working with Secret Service, just make it as easy on them as possible. I mean, I guess he could get access to a single golf course if he can't give up golfing, but I mean, even just maybe give up golfing. And he should come out with a very powerful, well-written address to the nation, announce why he's suspending public events. And I would even have RFK by my side and say there is a deep state corrupt government. They lied to us about weapons of mass destruction. They lied to us about 9/11. They killed JFK Jr. And now they're trying to kill me because I want to save the country. And I mean, that's just kind of a brief layout of it. But I think that would be probably the most powerful strategic thing Trump could do at this point. Because he can go to swing states. He can go to New York. We all know what's going on, folks. It's all about whose votes are going to count and how they're going to count them. So it really doesn't even matter. That would be huge. And everybody would hear it, and it would be a major eye-opening thing. And he doesn't have to include 9/11 if he doesn't want to. Or, I don't know, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. But, I mean, they're going to try to kill him at least one more time before the election. I mean, five assassination teams? I mean, what is Secret Service going to do if there's multiple people coming at Trump? They can barely even handle one guy on a roof. I think Trump should announce he's suspending public events and just make a powerful speech. Just powerful.
Now, a lot of you- recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks, they're the Trailblazers, they're the Outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the Outlaw. Fight the tyrant at point-blank range, and meet like-minded people, and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
That's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we've got at least some time here. We may have to bail in the middle of this segment, but we at least have some time with my friend Hernando Arce, who went to Ohio and got a lot of amazing footage, talking to locals, going to some of the local bureaucracies, DMVs, dealing with law enforcement. And so I'm just going to give him the platform and the time that we have with him, and we'll go back to the phone lines after. And we got some of his video clips here we can B-roll too. So, Hernando, with the time that we have, why don't you tell people where you went and what you saw?
Well, thank you, Chris Owen, for having me back on your show. Yes, I went to Springfield, Ohio, Buckeye State, first time in my life, and to see firsthand what was going on. Now, first off, I want to say that with this whole cat-eating Asian dietary supplements that they have, I felt a little bit insulted, and I'm sure many people were feeling insulted, the fact that the whole nation was at an uproar because apparently someone was eating a cat. Or geese in a park. However, where is the outcry, Owen, with the 435,000 missing children that are coming through our borders? Where is the news for that?
Well, you know, and this is actually a great point. And I'm not blaming Donald Trump, but really it does come down to Donald Trump. Trump was the one that made the cats and the dogs thing viral. He should have said the missing children. You know, right. And if he would have made a thing of the missing children, then that would have been viral. And then they would have been making songs about that and gyrating on TikTok about that. Sadly enough, they literally would have been humping the air about missing kids. But I mean, that's just the generation we're in, I suppose. But that's what it is. He made that a big thing. Yeah, and we missed the missing children story.
Exactly. He fell for it. It was a trap. However, when I arrived at Springfield, it's a little bit interesting, that town. I think it's a reflection of many, many towns all over our nation, because that town, it's on life support from what I saw. This is a town where people are just hanging by a string. Why do I say that? Because since 1990, those factory jobs, those blue collar jobs in that town have been taken and gone to China and Mexico. And then they brought in the fentanyl and the opioid crisis with the drugs. There were many, many people that were drugs or recovering from drugs. I could tell from their faces and their teeth. When I interview these people, the women are obese, just like any other town. And the men are beta males. And so, you know, when I'm interviewing man on the street doing interviews, that's the kind of, vibe it gave me. So it's a reflection of many towns, I believe. And that's why they hang on to Trump. That's why the flyover states hang on to Trump, because all they're left is crumbs on the table. That's all they were left with. And guess what, Owen? Now we got 20,000 of these illegal aliens, and that's what they are, temporary protective status. They have perverted that program. They bastardized that program. And there's millions of them that come in through those programs. So what happens with those crumbs on the table for these Americans? These hazers are now taking their jobs. They get in driver license, as I report with the video there. They may be getting commercial driver license as well. Imagine driving a tractor trailer with hazardous material. But these guys are notorious for this, for causing accidents. Owen.
Well, I think, I know. It's only a matter of time before people realize that this is going on in many small towns across the country. The latest was a small town, Charleroi, Pennsylvania. And so I would expect we see and hear from multiple small towns before this is over. And the story is really that non-citizens, illegal alien, criminal border crossers are getting prioritized over the American people. That's kind of what's highlighting here. But, you know, you're even delving deeper into this, which is true. What happened to the old Main Street? What happened to the small town in the middle of flyover country that used to have a manufacturing plant of for shoes or machine parts or bottling? Well, it's all gone. It's all overseas. We've been sold out. And so these old towns that used to have a job where you could start in a factory, make a living wage, maybe work your way up, you know, whatever, and have a nice life in these small towns, that's gone. That's been sold out by these politicians.
Yes, Owen, and the young men and women in these towns have been sent overseas to fight wars that we shouldn't be in. They come back limp. I met a couple of veterans with missing legs, and they're stuck on PTSD and painkillers. So this is what the town turned into. If I could jump into now the corruption of this Ohio state. Mind you, these are Republican Governor DeWine, and we have a Republican mayor, Mr. Robert Rue, R-U-E. We did some digging, Pete Santelli and I. Can you believe that each of these individual politicians have almost the exact identical real estate portfolio in the last few years? They purchased properties that have gone into foreclosure, most likely from hardworking American men and women families. They purchased these homes at discount prices, and each one owns 25 properties, give or take. And my question is, when I got booted out of the city hall, I got thrown out of there, try to ask the mayor questions peacefully. I want to know if the governor, because that's what I'm hearing, that the governor and the mayor, they knew this was coming. And that's why they bought these properties, so they could lease them out to these Asian families. Mm. And it's not just one Asian family. It's multiple Asian families. A one-family house in that neighborhood, $60,000. And they usually rent for $800 to $1,000. Well, I'm hearing reports that you have three or four Asian family units under one roof, and they're generating thousands of dollars per month with these agents. So the grift doesn't just stop at the border with the NGOs.
Nope.
It continues. Nope. Continues to every city and state. Owen.
Well, and this is why a lot of the Republicans go along with this, too. I mean, Governor DeWine, he's not doing anything to stop this from happening. He's even made a peep. I hear louder noises from the crickets outside my bedroom window than DeWine or even this mayor. This mayor did one interview after all of this went down. He did a single interview. That was it. So it's basically crickets from these guys. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Think about what you're talking about. And that's maybe just one example. There's also examples where they buy up these massive facilities and then fill them with illegal immigrants that are coming in. Now they're running it. So you're absolutely right. They know. They do this with everything, by the way. They do this with the green energy scam. They do it with these internet connection scams. They just earmark these billions of dollars for whatever the project is, whatever the issue is, and then either they themselves, the politicians, or they their friends get into those industries, and then they just buy the stock, and then they funnel, here's billions of dollars for green energy that I own stock in. Here's billions of dollars for illegal immigration. I own the facilities. I own the houses that the government money is renting for these illegal. So absolutely, total boondoggle, total just 100% criminal activity. And again, it's the same story. The American people suffer. And then this guy in D.C., did you see the video? The guy in D.C. is fed up. He's complaining because this Uber Eats guy doesn't speak English. Black business owner. So I'm sitting here like, the black guy, he's in the back of the line with us whites now too. How does it feel? And it's like, he's being investigated for a hate crime. Why? First of all, he shouldn't be investigated for hate crime. Why is it a problem to want your service workers to speak English?
Well, that's called the American Replacement Center, as I coined my center here in San Antonio. We are being replaced right in front of our eyes, guys. They're going to be taking away the blue collar and middle class work from us. Oh, and also what I wanted to also discuss here with you, from what I experienced here, when I was in Springfield, there was apparently a bomb threat. I'm sure you covered it on your show. I was at the schools. I was at the city hall. I went to the supermarkets. The supermarkets were shut down. The Walmarts were shut down for a day or so. In my opinion, those are black flags. I'm sure you probably agree.
Oh, no, it came out. They said it was a hoax. It was mainstream news. Yep.
All right. Yep.
The only thing you heard from the governor was him eventually coming out saying that it was a hoax.
Yeah, it was a hoax, and they're trying to paint the picture that the right-wing extremists is behind all this. But why would a Republican extremist fire pipe bomb a school with your kids in it? It just didn't make any sense. Or Walmart. It just doesn't add up.
Well, and plus, this is what the left did. They did the same thing with the trans issues, and they called in fake bomb threats. It caught some of them. It was just leftist hoaxes, and they called in bomb threats on that deal, too.
Yeah. And January 6th with the DNC and the RNC. It's the same tired playbook over again. Would you like to go over the election, what I'm seeing with these illegals with Obamacare as well?
Sure. And I would just highlight people to go if they want to see your work on the ground there, because you were all over the place in Ohio. If they want to go see your work on the ground, go to his X account at Hernando Arce. We're having it on the screen. And of course, you can fund his work at givesendgo.com/Hernando Arce as well. It's linked up on his feed there on X. So just a great follow. I make sure to stay updated on his independent journalism there on X as well. Yeah, would you like to get into the election?
Well, it is election year, so it's important that your listeners know what's going on. I've been boots on the ground at San Antonio, which is a major hub for these illegals. It's a stopover from the border 2.5 hours away. And I can report to you, Owen, that in the last 6 months, we've seen multiple Obamacare healthcare agencies at the center trying to register these illegal aliens for Obamacare. And they come from different states. Most of them coming from Florida and some in Houston. And so I confronted them on camera and asked them what they're doing. At the beginning, I didn't really have clarity how it works. But check this out. The temporary protective status that gives you the right for a work authorization card, which, by the way, the photograph for the work authorization card is taken at the border during the ICE process. Believe it or not, they get that card in the mail at their sponsored address within 45 days. Like that quickly, they can get a job with these temporary protective status. And there's been hundreds of thousands of them that come in with this. Cuba, Venezuela, Haiti, and Nicaragua, right? They come in through CBP-1, through an entry of border, which are 9 entries of borders in our southern border, or they take the flight, the direct flight into the interior of our country to a major city. Contrary to what a lot of people say, that flight, they are paying for that flight, by the way. These illegals are paying for that flight. But this is getting back to Obamacare. They qualify for Obamacare once they do a tax return with the IRS. That's the whole thing. They have to do 1 year tax returns and they qualify. But what I want to expose, Owen, if you allow me, is that these NGOs, or my opinion, my theory, is these dirty NGOs, which I know, you know, you see me cover them. I go to their headquarters and demand answers and I get thrown out of there too, right? These NGOs that are supporting the shelter and the food for these illegals are working together with Marxist organizations that are funded by George Soros and Tides Foundation. They're going to be working together because the DNC demand that. You know, these NGOs didn't get billions of dollars without conditions. The conditions are they have the spreadsheets of all millions and millions of illegals. They send that information to these nonprofit voter leftist Marxist organizations like Trudeau, Roosevelt, Voter Participation Center. And now these illegals are not going to vote. What happens is these agencies are going to register them to vote. And then they're going to go and harvest them door to door. So the illegals don't go to the precincts and vote. The last thing these illegals are thinking about is voting. That's the last thing they're thinking about. Believe me, I've interviewed them. But these Marxist organizations are going to use that method. It's like they did in 2020 with the ballot boxes. This time it's illegal aliens data. Owen.
Well, and also, it came out, maybe it was last year, I think it was the Red State Report that came out. It had all the RNC spending and all the DNC spending. This is eventually what led to the ouster of Ronna McDaniel. that the DNC spends the majority of its money on voter data. Well, that's the exact data that you're talking about. They can share all this data or buy all this data from these institutions or these NGOs. And now if they can track and trace these illegal immigrants, oh, this guy's, he's staying here. This guy, he's staying here. This guy's, he's staying here. They unknowingly are registered to vote. Now we can take their ballot, tell them how to vote, and now we've harvested their vote. So that's what you're talking about.
Yes, sir. You got it right there, man.
Well, that's Hernando, I appreciate you joining me today. I'll continue to follow you on X with any other breaking news. We'll get you on the air. And folks, again, I encourage you to give him a follow on X. It really is great independent journalism. Hernando, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Owen.
Yeah, he's absolutely right about that voter harvesting deal. I mean, it's just crazy. The whole thing is just so criminal and so crazy. All right, we're going to go back to the phone lines here. This is your daily reminder to take your vitamins. Have you taken your vitamins? Have you taken your supplements today? This is your reminder right now. I'm being nice about it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get them today. Remember, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. This stuff sells out all the time, especially when it's at a deep discount like it is right now. 40% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. One scoop. One scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And it has more than 100% your daily value. Vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, and so much more. You can go find it all out when you go to InfoWarsStore.com. You can look at the label for yourself. Find out all of that goodness in one scoop. Tastes great and is good for you. I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion because it tastes great and it's good for me. By the way, it's better than those high fructose syrup, corn syrup, processed sugar drinks that give these kids all these health problems. So great for your kids as well. That's just one of the great products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. There are many on sale right now. Just like the entire line of InfoWars MD products that are on sale, like Good Night Sleep, Nerve Renew, Joint Relief, all 25% off right now. Nitric Boost, the great cardiovascular health, blood flow supplement, 40% off right now. Always my go-to before a three-hour show, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra. That's 40% off right now as well. This is your kind, friendly reminder to take your vitamins and take your supplements and get them from InfoWarsStore.com. Great products. I'm a product of the products of InfoWarsStore.com. And we appreciate your support there, keeping us on the air. All right. We got a couple phone calls to go to. You know, speaking of corruption, though, local corruption, this is a crazy story out of Austin. And I think there's going to be another Austin isn't that. I mean, we got our problems, obviously. And there's going to be probably another big corruption story that comes out probably before the end of this month. I don't know. I mean, I could break it, but we're just waiting on a couple other things to line up with some. They don't know. The person that's about to get exposed doesn't know this is coming. But let's just say some bribes are probably going to come out soon. And then there's this. We have four city managers now in Austin, four city managers, and they each make $300,000 a year. Four city managers. Now, I don't know if you've been to Austin lately. The city is not managed that well. There's construction that never gets finished. There's roads that are riddled with potholes. There's apartment buildings that go up and then don't get filled. There's a homeless crisis, the likes of which you can't even believe. What are the city managers doing? Just curious. Make a lot of money. Not sure what they do. I'm sure it's the same way in a lot of these blue cities. They collect a paycheck, but they don't do a damn thing. And the cops are just like, they don't know what to do, and they're defunded, so they just kind of give up. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Bill in Iowa. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Schroyer. Love the podcast. Hey, I got my InfoWars flags in the mail today. Come and jab it we're all Alex Jones. Don't censor me and save the frog. Got him probably hanging in front of my house.
Right on.
The reason I called, yeah, you bet. Well, hey, the reason I called in today is if your crew can go to my X account, it's at Iowa Wild Bill. And what I did today was I made my own frickin' sign, and I stood in front of my local Democratic Party office holding this sign up. And I live in a small town in Iowa. Anyways, sign says 350,000 missing children, child sex slavery, and I've had an arrow pointing to Kamala Harris. And then
this is on your X account?
Yes, sir. If you go to
at Wild Bill Iowa.
Yeah,
there it is. We got you on the screen. Yeah, go ahead. Nice.
Yeah. Anyways, I did that sign today, and it's a small town, and I cannot believe the hate. This one guy stopped by, and he's like, older black gentleman walks across the street, reads my sign, and says, "F Trump. You're an effing racist." And I'm like, well, sir, don't you care about the children? I got children of my own. Are they in sex slaves? No, F Trump. He just kept on walking. I mean, these people are so degenerate.
It's sad.
And, also I got a video on there. I went in that same office on my ex account, and I walked in there pretending to play dumb, you know? And when I walked in there, the first thing I was like, man, did you watch that debate? Eating cats and dogs, and they ate it up like crazy. I mean, you can watch the whole video. It's like 20 minutes long, but it's like these people are really brain dead. There's no help for them.
No, and it's sad. It's sad. I mean, again, liberalism is a mental disorder. It's not just a catchphrase. I can actually explain what it is. They are completely disconnected. They don't understand the phenomenon of action, reaction. They don't understand the phenomenon of choice, consequence. And then at the actual political level, as long as the policies they enact don't affect them, then they just don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. But, hey, keep up the good work, brother. I'll get off the air so we can get someone else in. But love your show, man. Love you. Thanks for your incarceration for our freedom. I hate to say that, but it's true.
Really appreciate that. Hey, by the way, on the issue of migrants getting these jobs, and we found out that's what's going on in Charleroi, Pennsylvania. I'm just curious if it had something to do with the Boar's Head factory issue. And remember, they did post about how they wanted diversity and all this stuff. And, you can hire the non-citizen, the illegal immigrant, for pennies on the dollar that you can hire the American for. And then what do you know? Deaths, factory closures, and more. Boar's Head, Listeria outbreak timeline, when it started, deaths, lawsuit, factory closure. I wonder if the whole illegal, alien, criminal border invader hiring process had something to do with that, too. Boy, the timing would certainly make you wonder. There is a very large population in Virginia, just like Pennsylvania, just like Ohio, where the same thing is going on. So it already probably is deadly, folks. See, the media just covers it up, and they just tell you, about Trump all day long, some BS story. So that's what you get. All right. We got one segment left, long segment coming up. We'll continue to take calls. I got a couple other news stories as well.
I'm asking viewers to just sit back for a moment and really think about the success InfoWars has had. And InfoWars isn't just me. It's not just the crew. It's not just our guest. It's all of you, the viewers and listeners, that give us intel, that spread the word, that support the broadcast. In the 30-year history of me being on air and 27 years of InfoWars, we have changed the world. And because we researched the globalist owned documents, we knew their game plan. I didn't learn all this stuff out of some Palantir crystal ball. I did it by reading the books and publications that these creatures put out, because they communicate with each other and are very honest about their diabolical plan for world government, depopulation, transhumanism, total robot control. And I believe in humanity. I bet on you because I was betting on myself. And I know that it's always darkest right before the dawn. And so now in 2024, so close to this election, it is more critical than ever to not just keep InfoWars on the air, but to not take the reports and the videos and the articles and the interviews and to get those out to everybody you know. I understand that's really stating the obvious, but we have to understand how urgent the moment is and really redouble our efforts. And I'm saying that myself. I'm on the air 7 days a week. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm doing more special reports. We're going out in the field. We are busting our ass because the future destiny of humanity is really on the line right now. Now, a critical part of InfoWars continuing on and hopefully even expanding into the future is your support. And we make it so easy. We bring you the very best products that are out there that will empower and enrich your life at very competitive, affordable prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the 5-star reviews for the great InfoWars MD line and the other great supplements as well. They really are incredible. They're the very best that the supplement industry has to offer, and they really work. That's why people love them. The fastest growing industry in the United States, other than AI, is supplements year after year for 30 years because people are seeing the incredible effects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are more than 15 products under the InfoWars MD line, and they're all amazing. But some of my favorites are the Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the cardiovascular system, and has a lot of great side effects that men will particularly notice. You need to check it out for yourself. You hear the callers talking about it all the time without me even prompting them. It is amazing. Then you've got Joint Relief Max that is a natural pain reliever. Works really, really well in a healthy way. You have Turmeric 95. 95% curcuminoid. This is where we get the turmeric for Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're both excellent. InfoWars MD. We've got the full spectrum CBD gummies. 25 milligrams. Great anti-inflammatory. Isn't a downer. Isn't a depressant, but makes you very relaxed and focused. It's almost like a stimulant in a weird way, but it's different. And then, of course, we've got other great products for women and men, Ageless Vitality, just high-quality collagen. All of this funds our operation. And, of course, these are 25-milligram gummies. They work great. We have 1,000-milligram tincture that is made by one of the top manufacturers in the country who sells it at retail for twice the price we sell it, then they discount it. Even at the discount, we're selling it for about 50% less than the actual manufacturer does. There's not as much profit, but it's a great deal. 1,000 milligram CBD oil, InfoWars MD, that's the tincture. Then we've got all these other amazing products from InfoWars MD as well. They're excellent, and it funds the operation. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line. While you're at it, get a high-quality water filtration, get storable food, get books, get films, get T-shirts. All of it will enrich your life, inform your mind, and keep us on the air. That's critical right now. I humbly thank you for your support. Now please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Is under attack. This is the War Room.
Take a couple more phone calls. We're going to cover a couple more news stories. Let's go to the phone lines first. Let's go to Ventura, calling in from California. Ventura, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Three quick things real quick. Have your crew bring up Kamala Harris. He was a wrestler in the 80s. I don't know if you guys have covered that or not. But
wait. Say that again?
There was a professional wrestler called Kamala Harris.
Oh, okay. I thought you said she was a wrestler. I was like, whoa. Okay, all right. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I think your crew will bring it up within 15 seconds. What I'm worried about is if they do eventually get Trump and they take the missile or something, their real candidate is Vance. They're not going to have Kamala, okay? She's not going to be told what to do. She hasn't got the memo. Okay, she's not going to be the president. It's going to be Vance because of his deep state ties. That I don't know why Trump picked him, but Vance is going to be the candidate if Trump doesn't have the heavenly protection that George Washington had. You know, people firing right at him and missing. They couldn't even kill his horse.
I mean, he acts like that's what he's got. I mean, you even heard Matt Gaetz, like, the person least concerned about it that's not trying to kill him is Trump himself.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. He shouldn't do any more campaigning, no more routes, no more plane. I mean, if they're not going to get him, you know, they're going to try for a plane. They've already got the patsy wound up. He's already been following them from town to town. He's got the rocket missile launcher. Yeah. It's already said and done.
If I'm Trump, I get the rally thing, and he has the big rallies, and they're great. Maybe they do a fundraiser. I don't know. If I'm Trump, though, I basically say I'm stopping all public events because of the assassination attempts. I'm getting real deep into the deep state. I'm talking about government corruption. I'm talking about the assassination of Kennedy. And I'm just really laying it out for the American people. And then maybe you can kind of focus. Maybe you have a couple rallies still before the election, but like massive rallies. Like plan one, I'd plan one in Dallas, maybe plan one or two in big football stadiums, and just get a huge turnout in a football dome. But that's what I would do. But he's probably not going to do that. He's probably going to keep campaigning, and he's probably going to continue playing golf. I mean, I would wonder if Trump could fill up Penn State's football stadium. It's like 120,000. I mean, that's what I'd do. I'd just be like, we're having a massive rally. So I'd come out, I'd say, we're pausing all public stuff, go silent. You can have the podcasters into Mar-a-Lago, whatever, just hunker down. Behind the scenes, plan some stuff with your inner circle. Maybe you smoke out a mole or a leaker, and then say, okay, we're going to do four massive rallies before the election. Huge one in Penn State Arena, huge one in Dallas Cowboys Arena, you know, whatever. Pick a couple huge venues. The Vance theory I've never heard before, though. I can't say I necessarily agree, but, you know, these days you can't really throw anything out the window, Ventura. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Yeehaw in Canada. Yeehaw, go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Thanks for finally taking my call. I've been waiting for this moment for a while. Before I get into my main topic, I would like to say few words as a first-time caller. First, it's been a year that I've been watching InfoWars, and I wish I found out about you guys earlier. And as I live in this liberal city and a liberal country, it really gives me hope that at some a new world order can be defeated. And I really hope that this election could have a huge impact, could completely just save America and save the world from World War III.
Well, I will tell you, I wouldn't be here every day doing this broadcast if I didn't think that we could save America, save the Western world, or just save the world at large from this corrupt corporate global government they're trying to enslave us with. So I'm a true believer, and so is the crew and everybody else here.
Yes, and I pray for InfoWars and for you guys to stay on the air. And I also, that's why I decided that I buy stuff from InfoWarsStore.com to keep you guys on the air. Even though I live in Canada, which is more expensive, I can get a cheaper price on Amazon Canada. But I know what's right. What's the right thing to do instead of funding these tech giants, globalist tech giant who are a threat to America and to the world. So the main topic that I want to talk about is: do you think I'm pretty sure you already mentioned it, but I feel like. Another way they could kill Trump, they'll try to assassinate Trump is by poisoning him, because they already tried twice by trying to kill her with this sniper. But if they fail before the election, do you think they could declare a martial law right at the last second to prevent the election and maybe leave the martial law permanently, like in Taiwan, like they did in Taiwan?
Yeah, or like Ukraine. And actually, the martial law statute in Ukraine that Zelensky was president under, you know, they sit here and talk about democracy. Zelensky's an illegitimate president. He's even passed the statute on the martial law declaration of times of war. So he's a complete illegitimate president. I would say the Democrats could do anything at this point. I would say that the deep state could do anything at this point. The question I think maybe might be if they're going with a route like that, martial law, you know, they'd have to have some sort of a event that at least appears organic. And then the question would be, would they do it before the election or before the inauguration? But absolutely. The Democrat pipe dream would be to never have any elections and just have one party rule. So maybe they just go for broke at this point, and maybe we do see that before Trump wins or gets inaugurated. I really appreciate your support shopping with us. I'm glad that you found our show and you enjoy it every day. That really means a lot. Thank you for the call from Canada. Real quickly, couple other stories. Elon Musk's blind sight from Neuralink. It appears they are having success, and it might be the first tech to allow blind people to see. And so this would basically be the equivalent of the cochlear ear implant, which has come a long way. Ironically enough, the first ever was Rush Limbaugh back decades ago. And basically with what they're working with now, it would be very kind of like an 8-bit vision thing. So if you got the implant and you were hearing, it's kind of like hearing something through a computer, probably not actual like natural sound. It's probably closer than it was years ago, but it's like hearing something through a computer, kind of like an 8-bit computer sound, but you can at least make out words and sounds. That's kind of what the idea is right now with where this blindsight device is. So imagine like an 8-bit screen, but it'll allow blind people to at least kind of see the world around them. And so this is what they're experimenting with. I don't think this technology is evil. I think it's a good thing. If you're blind and this can make you see, I think it's great. Just like if you're deaf and it can make it hear, it's great. The brain implant stuff I get a little concerned about, but I don't think technology is inherently evil. I think it matters how we use technology. And I could go on a whole rant about AI, but we'll just leave it right there. So Elon Musk's blind sight device from Neuralink will enable even those who have lost both eyes and their optic nerve to see. So Elon Musk doing amazing stuff. Did you hear about this story? And I'll just try to get through this quickly and back to phone calls. The young Mississippi girl, and there might be some other things going on with this, but here's what we know. Mississippi girl Carly Gregg, 15 years old, seen texting stepdad seconds after fatally shooting mom, who discovered her secret life. And apparently it was a secret life with drugs, and maybe there was some other stuff going on with this trans stuff. It's kind of unclear. Shocking excuse of Mississippi girl who filmed murdering her mother at family's home and then lured the stepfather to try to kill him too. And I think that the murder charge is stuck today. I think that became final today in court. But here is what they won't report to you on the mainstream media. The court heard that Gregg had used marijuana up until at least the last day prior to the alleged incident. She had also been prescribed Lexapro and Zoloft, both pharmaceutical medications for mood disorders. Now, the defense and Gregg herself were arguing that she blacked out and she didn't even remember shooting them. She literally has no memory of shooting her mom or stepdad. Now, that could just be an excuse by the lawyer, but I will say, I have known people, I've actually lived with people at one point in my life that were addicted to drugs like this, and blacking out like that is not actually rare at all. And I remember I had times with a friend of mine who was on similar drugs like that, and got addicted to them, and we'd just be having a seemingly normal day. We'd go out, whatever, and then the next day we'd be talking, reflecting. He'd be like, "Oh, I don't remember that at all." I mean, so she might literally have blacked out from these pharmaceutical drugs, folks. And so this is what they do, man. These pharmaceutical drugs are just poison. They're just poison. And, you know, there might be cases where they do help people. There might be cases where you've tried everything else. But I think, on average, these pharmaceutical drugs have been a huge net negative. And the rate that they prescribe them to kids is doing far more harm than good. Far more harm than good. So I'm not sure that's just a defense excuse she forgot. I've actually seen this stuff where you do literally black out and have no recollection. I've witnessed that with friends of mine. So I don't know. Just if you're out there, if you got kids out there, just, I would say just avoid this poison at all costs. What a horrifying, and it's just, and then you see, and she just seems completely emotionless. Like she didn't even care. And she films it, and then she goes in the kitchen, texts her dad like nothing even happened. And that's what it is. It just removes all your emotion. It just makes you emotionless. I've witnessed this. It's scary stuff, man. Anything that does that to a kid should probably just be illegal, really. I mean, my God. All right. You know, that's almost it. I'll tell you what. What do you think, guys? Should we clear this video list? Or should we save clip 12 for later? I mean, this is crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just clear this video list. Let's just do it. Supposed Dr. Lindsay Doe, I guess she has a big following on social media or TikTok, standing up for pedophilia. Brace yourselves for clip 12.
.org. It's short for virtuous pedophiles. Not virtuous as in they're better than everyone because they're attracted to children, but virtuous like having moral standards
and a sexual orientation. Yeah, there it is. What have I been warning you? If they show you the tops of the whites of their eyes every freaking time. Every freaking time, folks, it's very well known. It's very well known. You get into advanced body language, advanced psychology classes, very well known. They show you the tops of the whites of their eyes. They're inclined for psychotic behavior. But, I don't know, defending virtuous pedophiles. Make your own decision. Go ahead. Let's play it again. Go ahead.
Virtuous pedophiles. Not virtuous as in they're better than everyone because they're attracted to children, but virtuous like having moral standards and a sexual orientation that they have no control over, like the rest of us. Before you get all worked up, what? I'm talking about pedophilia, child molestation.
Oh, okay. I can't even, hold on. I'm so confused by what she says there. I mean, beyond the virtuous pedophile thing, I mean, I get what she's saying. She's saying you have no control over, I'm done. I can't do it. I tried. Can't do it. Let's take a phone call. Let's try that. Let's go to Sarah in Ohio. Sarah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How you doing tonight?
I'm a little disturbed right now, but thank you.
Well, hey, this isn't going to help. You mentioned earlier in the broadcast that nobody had heard much from Mike DeWine, right? Well, I came across an article a couple weeks ago in the local paper, and he wrote this article. It's just like an op-ed. It says, School Health Centers, A Win for Students' Families, by Mike DeWine. I'm just going to read it. I think that's probably the most succinct way to do it. Earlier this month, I was proud to welcome Ohio's newest school-based health center at Springfield High School. The 5,000-square-foot facility is located right inside the school building, offering primary care, including well-child immunizations, acute care, and chronic disease management. Now, how do you suppose Springfield got money for this?
Well, I'm sure it came from the Biden administration.
Uh-huh. And it's also in this article that brags about one of the best things about this health center is they aren't just for students. They serve whole communities. It's a federally qualified health center. That means no patient will be turned away.
See, this is what I'm talking about. And this is why that video from that last lady, she's like, oh, things we have no control over. What are you talking about? If you don't have any control over your sexual urges, then there's something wrong with you, okay? But I'm explaining, because it all ties into this, too. And we have this idea, okay, well, a criminal is a guy that goes and robs a bank or, you know, mafia, gangster, whatever. We have all these concepts of criminals. And it's like nobody, the understanding of political criminals and criminals like this, it's like it doesn't reach the stream of consciousness because it's not in all the propaganda, it's not in all the Hollywood films, it's not in all the TV shows. This is a perfect example. They create something that doesn't exist. Transgender kids. They make an entire industry out of something that doesn't exist. It does not exist. Literally, not even anywhere in human history until, I don't know, 5 years ago with Democrats. And now what do you have? You have transgender doctors. You have transgender care. You have transgender care providers. You got transgender pills. And chemists. Now you got transgender facilities. Now there's a whole damn industry. They just make these things up and then they make money off of it. It's like perhaps just as criminal. It's like what they did with pickleball. Maybe more criminal. Pickleball might be more criminal. I'm being facetious. But it's the same thing. Nobody's heard of pickleball. Now it's a multi-billion dollar industry. It's the same thing with trans kids. They do this with green energy, all this crap. So are you going to go visit the nice trans care gender vax facility?
Absolutely not. And I'm interested to see. I'm in another underserved community in Ohio, much like Springfield. It's just a little smaller. And I'm interested to see if they try to bring one here and how they go about doing it.
So
and
lovely.
You know, I mean, obviously they're going to jab these kids, you know, in school.
So loving, so liberal. It's just disgusting what they do to these kids. Oh my gosh, they hit them with all this indoctrination. They hit them with all these vaxes. They hit them with these pharmaceuticals. Breaks your heart, man. Breaks your heart. I mean, I'm just thankful. I mean, and now it's like you look back on it. It's like, holy smokes. How thankful are you that your parents didn't do that to you? And now it's just going to be worse. For me, it's like, I'm glad my parents didn't indoctrinate me with bull crap. I'm glad my parents didn't vaccinate me with bull crap. I'm glad my parents never put me on any pharmaceutical pills. Now you grow up. Now it's like, gee golly, I'm glad my parents didn't chop my balls off. Let's go to Ralph in South Florida. Ralph, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Owen? I heard some good news today that Turbo Force is coming back in. You've been sold out for a little while. I've been on the Mineral Spirit or the Mineral Fusion for the last couple of months. I lost like 15 pounds eating it, drinking it.
Hell yeah, good for you.
The reason why I'm calling is we fly out of Fort Lauderdale in like a 6 a.m. flight all the time because it's usually slow and there's nobody there. You can get right through the line. But the last five times, it's been packed, like out the door, I get there at 3:30, 2 hours before, 2.5 hours before the flight, and we barely make it through the flight. We've had a niece or a granddaughter miss her flight because of the same thing going on. And if you're standing, let's slow down. If you remember back in January, Spirit Airlines was bankrupt and JetBlue was going to buy them out. And somehow the government said, no, the deal can't happen.
I see what you're getting at.
Well, as you're in line, you know, you're trying to go through. They got all brand new machines. Only two of them are working. And you can pick out the people that aren't supposed to be there.
Just like you can in Springfield, Ohio. You might be onto something there, Ralph. You're probably onto something there, Ralph. And I'm out of time here because I want to finish the show with this amazing clip. Maybe make you a little emotional, but yeah, they've been caught flying illegal immigrants. They use commercial airlines. They use private airlines, unmarked airlines. It's unbelievable. That does it for this week. We will be live this weekend. Stay tuned for updated news at InfoWars.com and band.video. But this emotional testimony as we close the show
about what President Trump's father, Fred Trump, did for myself, for my brother, for my sister, for my mother. 1974, my dad suffered a major heart attack. I went to the same school as Donald Trump, the Kew Forest School. 3 days after my father's burial, there was a knock on the door one school morning, 7 a.m. I answered the door. It's a distinguished gentleman. I was 10 years old. My father just died. The gentleman said, kid, call your mom. I called my mom from upstairs. She came down. Gentleman said to my mom, I am Fred Trump, Donald's father. And my mom says, yes, I know Donald went to the Kew Forest School. And Mr. Fred Trump said to my mom, yes, Mrs. Rem, very sorry about Joseph's death. And what you don't know is I'm still on the Board of Trustees at the Kew Forest School. And this morning, I let Headmaster Mr. Philip Rogers know that from this day forward, myself, Fred Trump, out of my own pocket, is going to pay for your three children's tuition because I don't want the kids to have to go back into the public school system. And the tuition in 1974 was $2,500 per child, $7,500, which is about $80,000, $100,000 in today's money. And who would do that except the President Trump's father? The fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, and they give the Trump family grief. The Trump family is a wonderful family, the entire family, sorry. And who else? Can you picture Joseph Biden or Kamala Harris doing that? No. All they care about is buying another mansion. I'm going to tell you, the Trump family is wonderful. I love you, Donald. I wish I could shake your hand. It was my mother's last dying wish to shake your hand and to thank your father, Fred Trump, for what he did for us kids in 1974 in Forest Hills.
Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've
central
got so many quadrillions of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.